Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev. Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, you mob too, Deadly. Our new research reveals concerning play deficit for Australian kids in urban areas. Australian families are experiencing a growing disconnect with the urban communities they live in. New research reveals with nearly two-thirds, 62% of Australian parents reporting their city does not have sufficient safe and accessible play spaces for children. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Natalie Krysiak, Australian architect and founder of Cities for Play. And we have Natalia on the line. Natalia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Sydney, so far away from where you are.
Far North Queensland, exactly. Look, thank you for coming to the program. And look, a very important space. When we're talking about connecting with our family, especially our children, this is so very important in regarding what you're talking about concerning play deficit for Australian kids. We need to have our kids active, and it's a learning program. It's a health program in all facets. So we are lacking, we are dropping the ball there in this area, are we, Natalia?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, yesterday was World Play Day, and as part of that, the LEGO Group has released some new research, which was particularly challenging, I think, and interesting. Some of the research that they found is that 4 in 5 Australian parents don't think that their city has been designed with children and play at the forefront. And 1 in 5 Australian parents worry that their child is part of a generation locked out of outdoor fun. And this very much, you know, goes hand in hand with some of the stats that's coming out of the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, which shows that the vast majority of Australian children don't undertake the recommended amount of minimum physical activity every day. So there's some really concerning things here, and it's showing that there's this gap between how we are planning our cities and how we're prioritising play in our cities. I mean, children and adolescents make up almost 25% of our population.
Yes.
And yet we so rarely think about what their needs are when it comes to the design of our cities. So it's such an important topic, I think, to think about.
And I tell you, when you look at it, a lot of our kids are indoors in their rooms on games. And we need to get them out, but we need to have draw cards to bring them out, so to speak. So when you're talking about activities, so very important.
That's exactly right. I mean, social media really is such a big draw card for kids and for adults. You know, we're all increasingly addicted to our phones and computers. But we know through so much research that play is absolutely critical for kids. You know, it helps them develop physically, all of the physical things that they need to develop their bones, develop coordination, even their eyesight, but also their mental health. We know that it's really good for kids to be outside, engaging with their peers, engaging with kids. It's really good for younger kids. It's also really, really good for teenagers in terms of their social and emotional development. So we do need to think through how we can compete with social media in order to make the outside just as engaging and just as fun as what they're seeing on their screen.
And when you look at it, we've got ratepayers out there that pay rates to their council. So the money that sits in that pool, well, there's money, insufficient money, to build these playgrounds as such. And it's not an expense, it's investment, is it not?
That's exactly right. And what we're trying to do is really move away from the idea that play is a one-size-fits-all solution. So often the playground isn't going to be the right solution for a community. The playground might be good, you know, for the toddlers in the community, but it's not necessarily the right solution for the older kids and certainly not the teenagers.
Sure.
So we need to understand what our community's play needs are, we need to engage with the kids. We need to actually ask them what they want, you know, particularly older kids, teenagers.
Yes.
You ask them what they need and they come up with the most creative ideas for what they need. And we need to think outside the box in terms of how we can get kids playing outside, not just going to the catalogue of playgrounds and assuming that that's going to sort of solve the problem. We need to be more creative, think outside the box.
And the other thought that comes to mind, Natalia, is also beautiful kids with disability. We need to cater for them as well.
That's exactly right. And often the sort of standard playground doesn't quite do that. So we want to provide more open-ended play where kids can choose what type of play they engage with regardless of their age or ability. So when you have, you know, for example, a play space which is filled with loose play parts, it might be like recycled toys or recycled objects where they can choose how they play and what they do, that all of a sudden unlocks the ability for all sorts of ages and abilities of kids to play together rather than having that standardised plastic playground which doesn't fit the sort of requirement for all kids. It just fits some kids.
And receiving the so-called data from Lego Group, what do we do with this information? Do we take it to ministers? Do we take it to education? What do we do with that information, Natalia?
It's a great question, and I think it's absolutely everybody's responsibility to try and encourage for more play outside. So absolutely, you can write to your local councillors. Of course, people like you can get involved. Ask whether or not your council has a local play strategy. And if they don't, why not? You know, ask whether or not kids are part of, do they have a voice in terms of their local environment? Can you set up a children's council, for example, in your local council? And get involved in social media, you know, have you can have a discussion with others around it. The hashtag Lego World Play Day and Build the Change. Hashtags that you can use to sort of get involved in social media to have a conversation with others. But it's really about raising the voice, talking to your local council, councillors on how we can put play back on the agenda.
Look, fantastic. And here we are in this conversation after 11 June, which is World Play Day. Give us a bit of background regarding World Play Day.
Yeah, so World Play Day started last year. It's something that the United Nations actually instigated. They realise, you know, play is a fundamental part of children and and it's a fundamental right for them to be able to play outside. And so as part of that, they decided to create this International Day of Play, which is a day where all nations all around the world celebrate play. And, you know, it's great that that places, you know, all throughout Australia are celebrating this day and thinking through how we can make it better for kids.
Fantastic. Look, thank you very much for sharing, Natalia. All the best to you and your team. Keep smiling and we'll talk soon, my dear.
Thank you and have a playful day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
A beautiful young there. Natalia Krisiak, her name is, Australian architect and founder of Cities for Play. Sadly, the new research from the Lego Group also shows the impacts children are feeling as a result, with over 2 in 5, that's 44% of Australian kids, wishing for more spaces to play with friends, and a further 2/5, that's 38%, believing their city priorities are cars over people. So there you go. Food for thought. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Australia.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I-Trevor 7:22, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, Men of Burke Forum returns for 2025 from the 16th, 17th of June. Burke Aboriginal Corporation Health Services, that's BACH, and community partners will present the Men of Burke Forum 2025, a two-day gathering focused on listening, sharing and supporting one another through stories, culture and connection. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Brother Jay Forrester, the Burke Aboriginal Corporation Health Service CEO, and we have the Brother Jay online. Brother Jay, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, very good. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, bro?
So my name's Jay Forrester, Wiradjuri boy from Dubbo, Central West, New South Wales.
All right, fantastic, brother. Thank you for coming to the program. So Men of Burke Forum returns 2025. Look, tell us about this fantastic two-day event, getting brothers together and yarning, big yarning circle, you could say.
Yeah, it's a way to build on last year's event that we've held, and really a good way for men of Burke to come together, you know, a bit of a time to maybe feel vulnerable, reflect on your own journey, your pathways, but also, you know, what's the future for the men of Burke and how do we come together as a collaborative to have support agencies to support us, but also how do we as men support each other.
So you had the event last year. Was that the inaugural event last year?
Yes, yeah, last year was the first time, yeah.
So being successful, here we go, running again, so make it an annual event.
Exactly, brother, yeah, why not? Just gain momentum, you know, really get some actions out of this and then take it forward from there.
Oh, fantastic. With that, with the event, two-day event, what sort of activities and do you have any keynote speakers? Paint that picture.
Yeah, so yeah, we've been fortunate enough to have a couple of local followers that really want to get up and be able to tell their story, which has, you know, really valuable insight into the community. Mm-hmm. We're also having some guest speakers, Corey Anderson, that really drives a youth perspective of what people's perspective is and what's in line with them. Mm-hmm. And we've actually been lucky enough to secure Mitch Tambo.
Oh,
so, you know,
voice.
An ambassador, you know.
Yes, can't sing that, brother.
An artistic flair,
yes.
You know, instead of it, you know, maybe being a sports person, you know, someone that's been on the world stage, a Eurovision 2020, is really just something exciting. And we're actually finishing the forum. So we have a local followers called Yellow Belly Band, and they're going to play some music and back up to Mitch in a community event in the park and bring community together, not just the men of Burke,
okay,
but also
open it
the
up.
People
yes.
in community. Yeah.
And a great concert, great idea. Look, fantastic, brother. And what ages are we talking here when we talk men? We're talking teenagers?
We're talking from 16, yeah, 16 up,
good.
And up to elders. So it's an open forum, you know, for men of any background to come because, you know, we all share similar stories and we all need to work together on our own healing.
Look, it's so very important when you talk about a platform like So, brother, because, a lot of us men like to keep our thoughts in our mind, thoughts in our own minds, and we can handle stuff. But sometimes just to get it off your chest, have that yarn and talk, you know, without being judged, it's a good platform, and it empowers a person, does it not?
Yeah, exactly. It's empowering and, you know, really leaning on each other because, you know, we're not bulletproof.
Yep.
And we all need different help at different stage in our lives. You know, may not need it this week, but, you know, a couple of weeks or a month down the track, you may need need that help and just knowing where to go.
Yeah, true, brother. Look, congratulations. It's happening again. A successful last year inaugural event. Now we're running again, Men of Burke Forum, and that's returning 16, 17 June. Anybody can apply? Is it still open for having more brothers
still
at the table?
For registration, so it's good. All on our socials. So if you just go to Burke Aboriginal Corporation Health Service on Facebook, there's links where to register and who to contact. It'd be great for, you know, as many local people to get here as possible. And then go from there. But, yeah, thanks, and thanks to you guys for giving us some coverage.
Yeah, Brother Jay, thank you very much. All the best to our daily brothers there. Keep doing what you're doing, Cuss, and we'll talk soon, bro.
Go the Blues.
Yeah, keep smiling. Dot. Jerry Forrester, that's his name, Bourke Aboriginal Corporation Health Service, CEO, and a Men of Bourke Forum, and that returns after having an inaugural event last year, 2024. Huge success. So run it again, 2025, 16, 17 June. So date claimer, check out their webpage, Bourke, B-A-U-R-K-E, Bourke, Men of Bourke, and do suss that out. And they've got the likes of Mitch Tambo performing, as well as speakers Corey Anderson and also Gavin Gibbs. So there's a few listed there in regards to the Yarning Circle. Fantastic empowerment to the max, having our brothers around the table. Yarning Circle, we are the warriors of the 21st century. And the old phrase, you don't have to be sick to get better. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. That's the attitude you've got to have. Have your saying Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Taking it out. not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness, the coming of the light of day. We're talking about a chosen place. You wanna sell it in a marketplace? Well, just a minute now.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yeah, beautiful track there. RK Brothers, T.I. Here on your daily programs. What I want to say, National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Song? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's, IGA, Brinsmead and Eridlin, Brinsmead and Edmonton, not Eridlin, Edmonton, and the Edmonton police officer smiling at me, the Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay, and a very good morning, Glenn, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a yarn today is also a big thank you going out to first responders. In actual fact, 11th of June is a thank you first responder day.
Correct, yes.
Thank you. Let's talk about this space. I mean, these beautiful people, men and women, put their lives on the line responding to a situation, whether it be disaster, accident, whatever it can be, fire. They're there front line, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah, so look, thank you first responder day. That occurred yesterday, so that's the 11th. But look, every day is thank a first responder day.
Every day, yes.
And when we talk about our first responders, we're not just singling out police. There's many emergency service providers that respond to emergencies every day.
Yes.
So we can talk about our AMBOs, our fireys, our local SES volunteers.
Mm.
So there's a wide range of people that respond to emergencies. And certainly 11th of June is just a day to acknowledge the work that they do.
Yep.
And also the stresses that they put themselves through to, to make the community safe.
And look, that is their job and they adhere to their job. But sometimes we're talking about the ramification of that position. I'm talking about people getting scarred in their mind, their soul, their heart, their spirit in regarding what they do come across. And sometimes it can affect them, scar them for life, can it not?
Absolutely. And look, I suppose that's where the idea was birthed out of Fortum Australia, which is the nation's leading independent and not-for-profit organisation, which supports the mental health and well-being of first responders and their families.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly Fordham are thinking of the front line, and they don't always have an enjoyable shift. So
that's right.
You know, they can see some quite gruesome scenes and be placed under some stresses that the average citizen would never ever find themselves in.
Sure.
And that's what this is all about. It's the sixth year of Thank a First Responder Day.
Yes.
And the whole purpose is just acknowledging those frontline people and the work that they do.
And as you mentioned, Fordham Australia, hats off to them, the nation's leading independent and not-for-profit organisation, and supporting mental health and well-being of first responders and their families as well. Because it does a ripple effect onto their families as well, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, and I can even speak for my own family that, that I would bring home some stresses. It could be a vehicle accident where a baby's been thrown from the car or it could be, some circumstances where we're in fear for our own life, you know, which can sometimes happen every shift.
Sure.
Sometimes people think that our first responders are superheroes, but we aren't. We're humans. So, it does have an impact on your family. There's no question about that.
So let's talk about that space in regard to QPS. We have in place, QPS have in place, in regarding a support system in regard to that situation. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so will the other emergency services.
Of course.
But speaking for the police, we do have our HSO, which is our senior psychologist.
Okay.
She'll, after a serious event or something that she believes is something that could trigger some sort of mental health, she will visit our stations, catch up with the people involved, and just have a bit of a chat through that. And keep an eye on the safety of officers.
Because it wouldn't be a one-off. They'll probably meet in a couple of weeks' time. And
absolutely.
You know, just to see how they're travelling and what have you, because it may trigger down the track.
That's right.
We don't know, could be
a delayed response.
Delayed response.
And I suppose that's my role as well in the leadership side of things, is to keep an eye on staff and see how they're travelling. And if I think someone's not travelling very well, I'll fire off an email to the senior psychologist and, look, she might just catch them up for a coffee and see how they're travelling, you know.
Yep.
We also have a peer support network where we have trained officers to look out for those signs and just keep an eye on their mates and, you know, be the group of people that if there is a significant incident that they can go and talk to the officers and just, keep their mind on the game and, keep them thinking freely, hopefully.
Exactly. To our daily listeners out there, just tuned in, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, for your daily program, National Talk Black, and having a daily yarn here with Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay from Edmonton Police. And our topic today is Thank Our First Responder Day, which happened yesterday, 11th of June. And we're just talking about that space and the work that our first responders do. As Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay mentioned, not only the police force, we're talking the ambulance, we're talking fire brigades. They go to the incident, whatever's happened, whether it be a car accident or, you know, a death situation. First responders are their front line. So we're talking about acknowledging them. It's a gratitude, and it can have a big impact, can it not?
Absolutely, because that's certainly where our first responders feel appreciated for their work.
Yeah.
And we want them to feel appreciated, because that's what drives them to come to work each day and exactly. work as hard as they can to keep the community safe. So, showing that gratitude certainly is appreciated.
Yep.
We've got 12 months to the next first responder day. But it's just a matter of people can just Google Fortum or Thank a First Responder Day.
Lovely.
Look, there's a couple little things people can do. They'll advertise local events that we can join in. But where we see it at Edmonton Station is just the people coming by.
Sure.
Just to say thank you. Some community groups, kindergartens. They get their kids to draw us pictures and and drop it off at the station. And look, it just lets us know that the community, we see so much of the community that aren't appreciative of us, and it just lets us know that there is another whole group out there.
Thank you, supports you and respects you, and thank
that's
you.
Right, a much wider group, that's right.
Well, exactly. And look, and to all our mob out there, to as you go to an event, or if you go to a celebration somewhere, or whether it be like a festival, you'll probably have first responders there,
absolutely.
You know, doing their job.
Yeah.
Acknowledge what they're doing and thank them for what they're doing. Just small gesture, you know what I mean? If you're on your way home, had a good night, and you're catching an Uber home, before you get an Uber, hey, thanks for the night. Thank you for being
exactly.
you. Thank you for your service.
Yep.
It goes a long way.
Yep.
And that's the old saying, recognition, acknowledgement. Babies cry for it, men die for it.
Yep.
Just an acknowledgement, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right. So, look, big shout out to all our first responders. When I watch the movies, you look at the police and you look at the fire brigade. Sometimes there's a yin and yang, or they lock horns in the movie, us versus them. Is that the case? Please paint that picture, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay.
Look, in my experience, there's probably a little bit of banter that goes on. Maybe similar to what experience between our military personnel, between Army and
Navy
or
whatever.
Air Force.
Yeah.
But certainly when the job's on, we are yin and yang. We work very well together.
Good.
Everyone has their roles, and we appreciate it.
But it's not us versus them, as you see in the movie?
Not at all. No.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I've never experienced any confrontation at any.
I just watch a police commissioner on a movie. Talking to the fire brigade commissioner, and they're just eyeballing each other. I'm thinking, is there a...
Well, yeah? Sometimes Hollywood lets us down, doesn't
I think
it?
They do.
Yes.
We are thanking our first responders. Good yarn with you, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. Thank you very much. Big shout out to your team at Edmonton Police. And we'll yarn soon, my friend. Eh?
Sure thing. Thanks, Rev.
Take care. Beautiful. Yeah, that was a beautiful yarn there, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. First Responders Day happens on the 11th of June every year, and we acknowledge our first responders, so we thank them. So when you're out and about and you see a first responder, you see an officer or see a fire brigade, ambulance, just thank them for their service, because they do a lot. And like I said, sometimes they get scarred and they get hurt in themselves regarding what they witness, and it can have a big impact on their family as well. So a big thank you to our first responders. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. I thank you for listening. And you can have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor. Deadly. really wanna speak to us, you don't know we're black and deadly. When you see us at a show, oh, now you wanna know us, cause you know we're black and deadly. When you see us in the car, you don't know who we are, it don't matter cause we're black and deadly. When you hear us on the radio, now you really wanna know us, cause we're
black and deadly.
You act like you never seen an Aboriginal before, like you're not happy for me, now I got my foot in the door. They don't wanna see me do it, they'd rather hand me a beer, so I can go and mess my head up and forget a career. Oh, there you go, stutter like the DJ scratches. I'm like a jerry can in the box of matches. Explosive, but won't take long until you know this. My royalty check, I'm the proof I wrote this. You give me dirty looks like you wanna fight me. Now your daughter wants to grow up to be just like me. I bet you hate me now, cause your boys and your brothers wanna date me now. I'm black and deadly, yeah, you know what I mean. If you don't believe me, bring your crew, bring your team, cause you think it's just a show. Cut the lights, close the curtain. You're trying to shut us down, but it's just not working. When you see us on the street, you don't really wanna speak to us. You don't know we're black and deadly. When you see us at a show, oh, now you wanna know us, cause you know we're black and deadly. When you see us in the car, you don't know who we are, it don't matter cause we're black and deadly. When you hear us on the radio, now you really wanna know us, cause we're
black and deadly.
I see them looking down on me like I'm nothing but trouble, so I pull them up attack and give it back it on double. And they putting us away like any minority, but if you know the prison system where they live a majority, it's survival of the fittest, we the cream of the crop. From planting the hard seeds to the time that we're locked, we understanding trees while they choking my knees. An invasion of weeds who only wanna be trees. Introduce rentees, mixing up the species. Good way, we say, I'm a bunch of mixies. I'm French, German, Nepalese, Kanak and Cubby Cubby. The French don't recognize me, the Germans don't know me. Kanakans recognize me and say, hey, he's a Murray. Can anyone tell me what it is to be an Aussie? Cause all I'm hearing is what an Aussie is. A lucky country for some, but for others it isn't. We die for our country, we fight for our country. Now the flag of a country represents another country. Religion flags people is only secondhand, and they don't mean shit if there is no land. We don't own the land.
Yeah, Too Dirty Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bawley One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and Great Foster Nation, thanks to News. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the under-19 coach of Atherton Roosters and a good football friend of mine and a good schoolmate, and that's Andrew Venables, and got him on the line. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Hello, my brother.
How you going, brother? You good?
Good, always good, mate.
Excellent. They say every day above ground's a good day, eh, brother?
Tell me.
Brother, look, you wear the hat as a coach for under-19 Atherton Roosters. You do a lot of Indigenous brothers up there playing that deadly game, and Cairns, well, the Atherton Roosters playing in the Cairns rugby competition. So this is your first year training, coaching the boys up in Atherton. You coach Dennett Ivenes. Tell us your journey. Tell us what's happening and how you're travelling. When we're talking coaches, well, football coaches, basketball coach, you're also coaching life too, is what I pick up, my brother. We're dealing with people and we're giving them input into being a better person, I would think, Brother Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely, Trevor. I think last time we spoke, I was down at, I've been coaching down Group 18, Gold Coast.
Okay. Yep.
Moved up here to Ivanhoe's. Had a year there, and I've moved up with my work up to the Tablelands. And I think, yeah, it's you're spot on. It's more about helping our young men become men, especially in days that are there. You know, there's a lot of pressures, and so just use whatever vehicle you got, and that's what I'm doing with coaching at the moment. And the boys are great; they respond really well. I think what we've done this year different. Because you know it's a struggle at that age to get guys to training.
Yep.
We sat down, we had a talk at the start of the year. You know, what do we want to do? And so we went from having 6 to training. We're getting 26, 27 to training every night now. But they're pushing it themselves. And then this week with a break in the competition, we're doing a cultural thing just with us. So tonight, everyone come along and they're going to share about their own culture.
Beautiful.
You know, black, white, brindle, yellow.
Good.
And, you know, I don't see no colour when I talk to people.
Yeah, brother.
And,
yep.
But it's a good opportunity for everyone to share their journey and understand. You know, once you start to understand each other, life becomes a little bit easier.
Yeah, exactly, brother. And look, and we as men, we tend to hold things in. Like, I'm a warrior. I don't need to talk to anybody. I got this, you know. But the yarning, it helps. It takes pressure off. Someone's in a worse situation than me. Oh, someone's been through that. It just opens your eyes to the situation, and it takes a weight off you, doesn't it?
Oh, massive. I mean, I'm very fortunate, you know. I met a bloke, didn't even go to the same school as me back in 1982. We still yarn all the time now. And the more you yarn, the more comfortable you get, and you can see that there's a lot of trust there.
Yes.
It helps share the load, you know. And you know who I'm talking about, brother.
Yeah, brother, I got you. Yeah, picking it up, brother, picking it up. And yeah, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and yeah, like a problem shared is half the problem, sort of thing, you know. And having that conversation, like I said, empowers you. It's more than football, you know. So it gives them a bridge that you can walk back and forth and talk about, you know. Yeah, talk about the packing low in the scrum and getting the ball out to the winger. But, hey, look, this was happening. I'm now moving house and, you know, I need to get a new job. And the conversation starts, doesn't it?
I think what we've really focused on this year is resilience, you know, because I look at it, and I'm 57, and I look at it and I go, a lot of people can go, oh, back in my day, but it's a different world, and I think kids have got a lot of pressure on them now from a lot of different, everything they do is out in the public arena.
That's true.
So we just talk about resilience. So it goes from the field into what they're doing, you know, their families, their home lives, their work, their everything.
Sure.
So that's probably our big word this year for us is resilience.
And you're talking about young men. You're coaching under 19, so they're virtually stepping into adult life. They're stepping into manhood, you know. So your input, and I always say a child is like a piece of paper. And as we walk past a piece of paper, we leave a mark. The question is, what mark are you leaving? So words are very powerful. So you've got captive audience. You're talking about a game of football, but you're also talking about life. And it's very important the words that you choose in regarding getting across the table and what they're picking up from you, brother.
Absolutely. You know, it's a big responsibility. And it's not, you're right, it's not just footy. It's, you've got an impact on these guys for 12 months.
Yeah.
But I look around the CDRL, you know, everywhere I go, every other coach in the under-19s, I either know or know of, and they're all good people. You know, look at what's going on at Suburbs. They're rebuilding the club, and Kangaroo, they're all just good people, all there for the right reasons. It's a wonderful, wonderful vehicle.
Yeah. Need to leave the egos at the door. The old saying, take your eyes off yourself, put on people, and that will drive your success as well, doesn't it?
Oh, mate, and in life. Like, I get so much back from these young men.
Good.
You know, that I learn every day, and I'm just going, oh, that's right. This reminds me of this. It's amazing. I get more out of what they get out of my input, I tell you.
Sure. And look, you would see, he's coaching young people, that very sad sometimes. You see parents playing their life through their kids. So you must sometimes lock horns or have conversation with parents who are on the left side, you could say.
No, we're pretty my first year, as you know, probably 5-6 years ago down at Coogee, I got all the parents in, and I've done the same at Ivanhoe's, and I've done the same here this year.
Yeah.
You know, we all just have a chat and go, listen, this is the path they're on. And when I got them, they're mine. They're mine for them hours. After that, they're yours. But, you know, there's a real opportunity. So we're really fortunate here. We've got a really good support base with the parents up here.
Good. Now, in the CDRL, what are we talking? Three grades, 19, reserve grade, and A grade, aren't we?
Yeah, brother, all the way through, and they're all good. The club's going really well, I think footy's, like, you know, we used to play back in the day, and it's just a good, you know, I'm still running into people now that played back in 1987, you're still seeing them around, and it's a really good environment.
And sports is a good vehicle in regarding learning of life, learning about winning and losing, working together as a team, not what happens to you in life, how you responded, you drop the ball, or you score the next try, or you make the next tackle. It's about life, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think, you know, our A-grade coach, Joel Rothmuller, he says all the time, you know, it's more important to learn how to lose than how to win.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of responsibility. Keep your chin up, you know, the sun's going to still come up tomorrow, so... It's all good. It's just football, but and then that comes back to resilience again.
Okay, living the dream, my brother. Congratulations. Yes. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out to the boys. Go the Roosters. And look, we'll talk soon, Andrew Venables. You're too deadly, brother.
Good to talk to you, Trev. Take care.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. The coach of Atherton Roosters, under 19, Andrew Venables, an old footy mate, old schoolmate here in Cairns. And he lived in Gold Coast for the last 10-odd years, but saw the light and came home and living and working up on the Atherton Tablelands. So fantastic. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, about to sign off your mob. I thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon. Take care of yourself and live your life to the fullest. Too deadly.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor, Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.